It's early evening, several hours after the close of our last episode. As in front of Della Street's apartment building, we hear...
Here I am, Perry.
Oh, good. Oh, my, you look nice, Della. Very nice indeed.
I smell good, too. New perfume.
Oh?
Where'd you park the car?
Oh, wait, isn't there a florist shop in this block?
A florist? Why, yes. Come on, I'll show you. You don't usually give me flowers until after you've won the case.
Yes, that's true.
I thought you were a little set back this afternoon when Mr. Apt agreed to put Kitty on the stand. But since we located the witnesses who will give Kitty her alibi, and since we know what to do about them... Hey, did I give you that insurance report at the office?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm all ready for them. But, I don't know how to tell you this, Della. But, you'll have to wait for your flowers.
Oh?
Well, at least until we're sure Mr. Rapp doesn't have the key to the trap I've set for him. The flowers are for a lovely lady. Another lovely lady.
Thanks. Anyone I know?
Uh-huh.
Who?
Let's go in. You do smell good.
That's the flowers, silly.
Oh. Yes, sir?
Oh, I would like to order some roses, please.
Roses, yes, indeed, sir. And does the young lady wish red or white?
They aren't for me.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought...
Oh, it's a natural mistake. I made it myself.
Mm-hmm. A dozen of the red, if you please.
Oh, yes, sir. To be delivered or...
Yes, to be delivered.
Yes, sir. Mm. Take me a moment to pack them, sir.
Well, we won't wait. I'll just leave a card.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, they're lovely.
Mm-hmm. Now, they are for a Mrs. Morgan at... Here's her address. You can copy that.
Yes, sir. I'll get you one of our special cards.
All right.
So that's Mrs. Morgan. Well, she sure deserves bouquets.
Mm-hmm. She deserves more than that. If she hadn't posed as Kitty DiCarlo and helped locate those witnesses...
Here you are, sir.
Oh, yes. Thank you. That's all right. I have my own pen.
Yes, sir. Oh, pardon me, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Peerless Flower Shop. Oh, yes, sir. Mr. Frederick Apt. Yes, sir.
Perry.
Hmm?
Of course, Mr. Apt.
Oh?
A half dozen of the red. Yes, sir. And will you pick them up, or shall I, Yes, sir. They'll be waiting. Oh, and Mr. Apt. May I offer my congratulations, sir?
How is this for a coincidence?
I've been following the case in the papers, and... you're certainly welcome, sir. And thank you. Yes, sir. I'll leave the box open so you can put in your card. Goodbye, Mr. Happ. They'll be waiting for you.
Excuse me, I couldn't help overhearing. But was that Mr. Frederick Happ?
Oh, yes, indeed. That's the prosecutor. The famous prosecutor. Oh, we have some very important customers.
Well.
Just at the moment, Mr. Apt is prosecuting... you've been following the case by any chance?
Well, yes, we are rather familiar with it.
I'll tell you something.
Do.
That defense lawyer, Mason?
Oh, yes, Mason.
Mason doesn't have Mr. Apt worried a bit.
No?
No. Mr. Happ is in excellent spirits. There was some speculation in the papers today after the defense demanded Mr. Carlo's testimony, but I can personally tell you Mr. Happ isn't worried.
Well, fine, now. Now, here, if you'll take my card.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, sir. I'll put it right in the box.
Something the matter?
You signed this? Barry Mason.
It happens to be my name.
Well, now... Isn't that a coincidence?
I'll pay you for those now.
Oh, yes, Mr. Mason. It'll be $12, sir.
All right. You are? Well, and now I will tell you something.
Please, Mr. Mason, now I didn't...
Tell Mr. Apt when he comes in to pick up his flowers. You tell him Mr. Mason isn't worried either. Will you do that,
Yes, sir.
See the flowers get right out to Mrs. Morgan, all right?
Me.
Oh, Anna.
Yeah. dressing, dearie?
What's it look like? Mr. App's coming to visit.
I wondered why the perfume.
Well, he happens to like it.
So much?
He wants to rehearse my testimony.
But I'm not going to talk about the trial all night.
No.
He likes perfume.
Well, that beer smell, you better get out of here, Anna. You know, sometime you're going to come barging in and he'll be here.
I didn't expect to see Mr. Rapp.
Who'd you expect, Vanek?
My stocking seems straight, Anna.
No, John either.
Then who?
What's up, Anna?
Kitty, I just got a phone call.
Yeah?
From Mona Lee.
Who?
Mona Lee Fox, dearie. One of your witnesses.
So what?
She phoned me from the Turtle Bar. She works there. But you know where that is, don't you, dearie?
Me?
Don't give me that innocent look.
Anna, what's this all about?
Don't you ever learn? Didn't Jacobson teach you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, I'll tell you. You were out drinking.
Me?
Last night. With a man.
You must be nuts or something. I never...
You little fool.
Keep away from me.
You want to wreck everything?
Now, wait, Anna. Let me tell you.
Who was he?
Anna, wait!
Come out from behind that chair. Now, you tell me...
Stop it!
Kitty!
I didn't go out of this room last night.
I warned you not to.
App was here last night. Mr. App. Now, you know that.
Yes, but after he left...
No, Anna, I didn't.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying. Did Mona Lee say I was... If she said I was in the Turtle Bar, she was lying. Either she was lying or mistaken.
She wasn't lying, and she wasn't mistaken. She saw you, and Richard Lattin saw you.
They couldn't have. Now, wait a minute, Anna. Did she call just to say I was in the
Turtle Bar? She called the report, and she mentioned seeing you.
Oh?
About midnight.
But Mr. Rapp was here until... Anna, don't look like that. They saw somebody else.
They couldn't have.
Well, why not? There's somebody who looked like me. They've never seen me.
No.
Just pictures of me. They could be mistaken.
Possibly.
Well, just a coincidence, Anna. Somebody else who looks like me.
That's stretching coincidence too far.
Uh-huh.
Mona Lee spoke to you.
She what?
Mona Lee is smart. She's going to alibi you. And it'd look strange if she hadn't recognized you.
Oh, and she spoke.
She said, good evening, Miss DiCarlo, and you answered.
I answered?
So you see, dearie, that's what I said.
Well, wait. Wait, what time was that?
About midnight.
All right, Anna. I can prove it. You haven't seen Vanek?
Not since I talked to Mona. Why?
John saw Mr. App leave last night.
Hmm?
He did. You can ask John. Just ask him. He'll tell you it was after midnight when App left. Just ask John.
I will. Before you have a chance to speak to him.
He'll tell you, Anna, unless he lies to get me in touch.
John won't lie to me.
So, okay, it was somebody else, Anna. It had to be.
You told me the truth.
I have. It was somebody else who looked like
you
me.
You think so, huh?
What else?
Somebody who looked enough like your picture to fold Mona Lee. Somebody with your name.
Oh.
That's a little too much coincidence, dearie.
Yeah. Gee, what's it mean, Anna?
I don't know.
Trouble?
Trouble? No, not trouble. At least, not trouble I can't handle.
I'm worried, Anna. I...
Don't you worry, sweet. Don't you worry one second. Not if John backs your story.
Oh, he will.
Well, then, don't you even think about it, dearie. Just see that Mr. App has a pleasant evening.
Anna, what if Miss...
Now, don't you bother, baby. Do you hear me? Anna'll think it over. Oh, yes. You may be sure Anna'll think it over. Now then, do you want a vase, Catherine? Do you think Mr. Raff is likely to bring you some flowers?
Well, if Frederick Apt were the only antagonist he had to face, Perry Mason wouldn't have as much cause to worry. But behind Mr. Apt and Kitty, behind everything that's happened to Mae Grant, is Anna B. Hurley. And now that Anna is alerted, well, join us tomorrow by all means.